Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Several agricultural groups and organizations cheering the passage of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. Among those groups, the American Farm Bureau, President Zippy Duval saying that AFBF appreciates lawmakers for working together to pass the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. Record high shipping costs and delayed access to containers have worsened supply chain issues and limited exports at a time when the world is calling on American farmers to meet growing demand. Some estimates suggest that we've lost out on more than $25 billion in agricultural exports this year over the past 6 months because of ocean shipping constraints. That's unacceptable. Limited trade has also made it more difficult to import supplies like fertilizer, which increases costs to farmers and ranchers and ultimately hurts all families through higher grocery bills. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture offering two thumbs up. U.S. Meat Export Federation says it's good news, and the North American Meat Institute also applauding passage of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. Wheat harvest is full speed ahead now with hot, dry conditions in the southern plains. According to the National Ag Statistics Service crop progress numbers, 2% of the Kansas crop now harvested. They finally started versus 4% five-year average. 53% of the Texas crop now harvested. 32% of the Oklahoma crop now harvested. But wait, Oklahoma Wheat Commission says with another day of harvesting, Monday, instead of cutting in the numbers off on Sunday, they believe we're up to 45% of the Oklahoma wheat crop now harvested for 2022. Nationally, the U.S. corn crop at 72% in good to excellent shape. That's off 1 point from a week earlier. The first soybean condition ratings of the season, 70% in good to excellent shape. That's 8 points better than this time 1 year ago. Nationally, the U.S. sorghum crop now two-thirds planted for 2022. Kansas, 54%. That's about 4 points behind their five-year average. 45% of the Oklahoma crop now planted, 7 points behind the five-year average. Texas, 90% planted. Grain sorghum condition, fair to poor in Texas, fairly decent in Kansas, and mostly in good to excellent shape in the state of Oklahoma. Let's talk about pasture range ratings. Oklahoma and Missouri in our part of the world jumping up quite a bit on the ratings. We're up to 52% in good to excellent shape now for Oklahoma, up 9 points from a week earlier. The improvement because of the rains of recent weeks. 82% of the pasture range ratings in Missouri are in good to excellent shape. That's up 9 points as well. Kansas down 3 points, 41% good to excellent shape. Down 2 points in Texas, 11% in good to excellent shape. Texas at 70%, poor to very poor, second worst state in the country on the pasture range ratings. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic coming up on Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th. It'll be broadcast live from South Sioux City, Nebraska on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time both days, 66,500 head, over 13,000 feeder steers, 9,700 feeder heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, over 18,000 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.